Thompson denounced the dismissal and clear victory as pure cowardice, and said he would appeal it at once to the Colorado Supreme Court. Thompson described the district attorney's whole goddamn staff as thugs, liars, crooks, and lazy human scum. These stupid brutes tried to destroy my life, he said, and now they tell me to just forget it. Fuck that, he screeched. They are guilty. They should all be hung by their heels from iron telephone poles on the way to Woody Creek. The crowd roared and surged forward, chanting, yes, now, hang them now. And then with a pitchfork, rushed up the ancient stone steps and attempted to enter the courthouse, but he was hurled away by Thompson, who blocked the doorway and told the mob to be calm.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents Songs of the Doomed by Hunter S. Thompson.
No,
not
no.
Damn. I feel like we are. All right, here we go. Dr. Hunter S. Thompson, Songs of the Doom. More notes on the dream.
More notes.
More notes on the death of the American dream.
Gonzo Papers.
Dr. Hunter S. Thompson, Songs of the Doom. More notes on the death of the American dream. In this, the third most extraordinary volume of the Gonzo Papers.
In this, the third and most extraordinary volume of the Gonzo Papers, and the first to be put on tape, Dr. Hunter S. Thompson recalls high and hideous moments in his own life and the lives of many others, and also in the life of our country as he wanders at top speed in the passing lane all over the world and somehow comes back with the story. These tales, often sleazy, brutal, and crude, are only the tip of what Hollywood mogul Jack Nicholson has called the most baffling human iceberg of our time. Songs of the Doomed begins with Thompson's blind charge into journalism in the 1950s, following a savage and unnatural military career, and ends with a bizarre and ultimately doomed government police action against him in February 1990 that included a brutal and unconstitutional 11-hour search of his home. We live in cheap and twisted times, says Thompson. Our leaders are low-rent fascists and our laws are a tangle of mockeries. Recent polls indicate that the only people who feel optimistic about the future are first-year law students who expect to get rich by haggling over the ruins, and they are probably right. The insight and integrity of this extraordinary book on tape, part memoir, part commentary, part fiction, from one of the greatest social and political observers of our time, give us another reason to hope.
I think we have a gunshot right before I try anything. So I know it always seems to get me a little looser.